In Sudbury.com, S. ongoing efforts to ensure you have all the information you need to make informed voting decisions in the October 24 municipal election, we have reached out to candidates for ward councillor and each of them to provide responses to a short questionnaire. Besides a photograph, we requested a response from each candidate, limited to 200 words each, under each of the following three categories. Tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you seeking election? What are your key platform points? In the interest of fairness, candidates' responses have been provided in full, with only minor corrections made for clarity and grammar. In the event a candidate went over the 200-word limit per category, their response was cut off to the end of the nearest sentence. In cases where candidates did not separate their response by the three topics, they were cut off at the 600-word mark to the nearest sentence. The photographs provided have been included in this coverage, cropped to adhere to Sudbury.com's sizing requirements. Candidates were sent the inquiry on October 4, at which time a deadline of October 9 was announced. A follow-up email to those candidates who did not respond was issued on October 11 with a noon deadline the following day. Election day is October 24, which will be preceded by 2 weeks of online voting and advance paper ballot opportunities. For a rundown of voting locations, click here. Sharon Scott and Leslie Steele are running against incumbent Deb McIntosh in Ward 9, and the fourth registered candidate, Keith Clarkson, has dropped out citing personal reasons. Ward 9 includes 426 square kilometers of land at the city's southeast corner, and includes Coniston, Wanapite, and Wanup. It has a population of approximately 13,255. To find out whether you live in Ward 9, click here. The following is what came in for Ward 9. Keith Clarkson withdrew from consideration, citing personal reasons. Deb McIntosh, tell me a bit about yourself. Sudbury is my home, and my house is in Ward 9. I remember what our community looked like in the 70s and appreciate just how far we've come in growing into a modern and green mining town. My post-secondary education is in accounting, and for the last 20 years I've used those tools as executive director for the Rainbow Roots Association and more recently as the city councillor for Ward 9. During the last term of council, I chaired the operations and audit committees, and vice-chaired the finance committee. I was appointed by council to three advisory panels, watershed, solid waste and public art. Also during the past term, I was elected to the board of directors for the Association for the Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, and the Ontario Municipal Water Association, OMWA. At the beginning of the pandemic, I helped to raise close to $1 million for the Sudbury Food Bank through the Cash for Cans campaign. I am a mom, grandma and dance partner to Mr. Mac. For more about me, visit debmcintosh.ca. Why are you seeking election? When we work together, great things happen. During my two terms on council, I have had the pleasure of working with residents throughout Ward 9 on a range of exciting community projects. I was also able to help many individual residents resolve their concerns with the municipality. Through all of this, I have learned a great deal, and hope to have the opportunity to apply that knowledge in the next term to accomplish even more, working for and with the citizens of Greater Sudbury. Being a city councillor is an opportunity to serve our community. After 8 years of service to my constituents and the greater city, I placed my name on the ballot for Ward 9 again so I could continue to work with the community to get things done. Council launched several initiatives during our current term that I would like to see through to completion. I'd also like to initiate other projects related to my platform priorities. Please visit the Priorities tab on my website for further details, at debmcintosh.ca. What are your key platform points? For the last 8 years, I have tried to make decisions in accordance with my priorities of economic development, water, transportation and good governance. I will continue to consider these priorities in the decision-making that will be made over the next 4 years. You can read the details of what has been accomplished in the last 4 years, and what I hope we will accomplish in the next four, on my website, debmcintosh.ca. In the coming term of council, I hope that we will make significant strides on a wide range of housing options, respond to what our completed watershed studies are telling us, make our streets safer for 8 and 80-year-olds, continue to develop policies and practices to best deliver the municipal services we have come to rely on. Sharon Jane Scott, I'm running for councillor because I believe I can make a difference. Decision-making is one of my strengths. Coming up with the best solution for everyone on a reasonable timeline. I was born and raised in Sudbury and I traveled across Canada looking to put down my roots, but I always came back to Sudbury and this is where I raised my 4 kids. I couldn't think of a better place for them. I have great childhood memories of the city. From an early age, I've always enjoyed working around and with people. The first job I had was as a fitness instructor. I enjoyed meeting people and listening to their views about things. I've volunteered and been on boards dealing with social issues, understanding people and their struggles. Every problem has solutions, we just have to move forward, stop looking back and wasting time. Small problems can be just as important as big problems. You can't let them fall through the cracks because some people think they're unimportant. One small change can make someone's life just a little easier. For instance, we've been down to one hospital for over a decade. If the city would just add a left-hand signal light coming out of the hospital onto Paris Street, that would make the transit system drivers' lives so much better. Something small, that's all it would take. Building all the large projects will not improve our city long term. We need people to want to come to Sudbury, so, let's start using our resources. They will bring jobs to our citizens. Over the years, all we talk about is our roads. Yes, they are out of control, complaining about them isn't getting them fixed. To get on top of this nightmare, we should try doing more shave and pave on them to try to offset the backlog. Parents should have resources to help keep their children occupied and help to keep them safe. I remember when I was small, we had free activities at the playgrounds. This kept kids busy and off the streets. A counselor should encourage our youth to provide feedback on what kind of city and world they want to inherit, and our seniors still have a lot to offer us. Putting them in homes and forgetting about them isn't right. They have knowledge and experience to share, we should try to keep them involved. These are just some of the ideas I have to offer. Vote for a fresh, new Sudbury. Leslie Steele, as per my website lesliesteele.ca. I am excited to be running for City Council in Ward 9. I am a lifelong Sudburyan, educated here, raising my family here and employed in public service for over 30 years. I come from a family of entrepreneurs, immersed in the business of communication, and always keen to continue to help Sudbury grow in the right direction. I am running for council because we need to change the direction and attitude of government in this city, and I am ready to be that strong, creditable, and cooperative representation. I will be that strong voice who champions the concerns of safety and protection in our downtown and our outlying areas. I will be a strong advocate for youth programs to create educated, strong, and authentic leaders who stay and raise their families in Sudbury to help us grow. I am a strong advocate of inclusion for all and understand how our differences will make our economy flourish. I will be the one to address the public transportation system and work with my colleagues at City Hall to make it more user-friendly. I am concerned about our amazing lakes and our water quality in Ward 9 and what to do about all the garbage. And yes, overstating the obvious, I am perplexed as to how our roads in Sudbury have gotten to this alarming state and how our taxes just keep increasing while our services keep decreasing. Ward 9 needs a dynamic outlook, an effective attitude, and a fresh voice. Ward 9 needs someone who is not scared to ask those difficult questions at the council table. Ward 9 needs someone who understands what it means to be accountable with our money, and Ward 9 needs someone who makes a promise and follows through. I have that clear voice, I have that attitude, and I have that intention to be the new face of Ward 9. My priorities for Ward 9 are safety, protection, and social inclusion. Establish a youth advisory council with a mission to create young leaders who will address social inequities and develop workable ideas. Work closely with marginalized populations to build and maintain social connection. Inclusion offers opportunities to re-engage with the community and reduces stigma. Persons with lived experience, peers, can then integrate into staff and leadership roles at service agencies. Partner with Greater Sudbury Police to focus on vandalism in the outlying areas. Transportation services and roads, develop a comprehensive program using environmental materials for de-icing winter roads. Focus on pedestrian and biking infrastructure. Better plans for road infrastructure with bike routes and ample space for snowbanks. Reliable, consistent, and accessible public transit throughout our city with a focus on Ward 9. Develop a comprehensive plan on asphalt recovery and revitalization. Economic development encourage community revitalization and promote economic opportunity for all segments of the population to ensure a high quality of life in Ward 9. Promote Sudbury as a world-class destination to attract and retain entrepreneurs in diverse disciplines like medical, film and television production, information technology and science and research. Economic payoffs support infrastructure changes that make sense. Responsible and well-thought-out programs that make obvious infrastructure enhancements. Ensure that contractors understand their work must be completed according to the scope of the project using proper materials and City of Greater Sudbury's safety protocols. Landfill and waste management continue to refuse, reuse, recycle, repurpose, and reduce our carbon footprint. Educate, maintain, and improve the waste management processes used by the City of Greater Sudbury. Develop strategies to sustain and improve our green space and to discourage reckless dumping.